We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
If you're craving that perfect touch of creaminess in your coffee, look no further than Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. With 5 irresistible flavors like Very Vanilla, Melty Mocha, and Marshmallow, you can elevate your coffee experience by adding a deliciously foamy layer to your favorite brew, hot or cold. Each can tops up to 20 cups of coffee. That's great value. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com, find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's coffeetoppersfoam.com.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
It's time to go around the room with Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Let's go around the room. What's on your mind? I'm going to start with Gandhi. Gandhi, you're smirking. Something's going on there. What's up?
Well, no, I was going to say one thing, but I think I should do something that's more important. I want everyone to appreciate baby steps and slow progress because it is really important. And sometimes it feels like you're not making any, but if you take a look back a month, 2 months, 3 months after you started, it's amazing how far you've come. And I'm saying this about my hair, which is growing back now. And I went to get my hair done yesterday, and as she was doing my hair, there are like these little, you see this? It's like sticking up all over the place.
Little babies.
Right?
Yeah, they're coming back.
It's hair. There's hair there.
My hair is coming back, and it's coming back at the same thickness level that it used to be. Mm-hmm. It's slow, but when I look at those pieces, I think, oh my God, thank you.
Yeah.
You guys have come so far in 7 months. Would I like it to be farther? Sure. But
Gandhi,
I'm very appreciative. Yeah.
Bring everyone up to date on why you lost your hair to begin with. Some people may not know the story.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Okay, so over summer, I got really, really sick, and I was in the hospital for a few weeks, and then I was off the air for a long time. I was having an issue with my kidney. I got better. Everything healed. The numbers were where we needed them to be. And about 3 months after the day that I got the kidney issue, my hair just started coming out in clumps. And that happens to a lot of people. It's called telogen effluvium. It is your body's reaction to significant medical trauma. Happens after COVID, after childbirth. A lot of people just lose hair. I wasn't prepared for it. And when I felt my hair come out in chunks and I showed Danielle, it was, I mean, fistfuls of it. I thought. I didn't think it was ever going to come back. And it's coming back. And the time has flown. And my hair has grown. And I'm appreciative of
progress.
You're
flown and grown.
Flown and grown, baby.
And it's a very emotional journey that you're still on.
Yeah.
I can tell. Absolutely.
Definitely. I think I'm at the point where I might not need to wear fake hair anymore.
It looks great. I said to her this morning, that's your real hair.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah. I said, it looks so good.
I think it's awesome.
I'm so
good
happy.
You.
Thank you.
Big hug, Gandhi.
Yay. Hugs, everybody.
Froggy, what's going on, Frog?
So we just talked about, you know, red Solo cups, and you said that you used to put them in the dishwasher. And Nate's like, you can put them in the dishwasher?
Yes.
I Googled it. You absolutely can. It says this. Solo cups are top rack, dishwasher safe, can be used many times over.
Lovely.
So there you go. So don't just
to the dishwasher.
Throw away a Solo cup.
To the dishwasher you go.
Yes.
Absolutely. Scary, what's up?
So just before my trip to Amsterdam, I'm going to stop in Marbella. I figured, oh, let's go hang out in the tropics, the south of Spain. You know, it's one of the islands over there. Well, going to be like 63 degrees there next week.
It's going to be beautiful.
It's going to be great, but 63 degrees. But next thing I'm like, oh, look over here in New York City. It's going to be 85 degrees here on Monday. So I'm thinking like, you know what? I'm still going to have a great time.
Yeah,
I don't
are.
Care. I'm thankful.
Dude,
and grateful.
Dude, you're going
on vacation.
Shut up.
I know, but look,
shut
it.
Up.
I go over there and the weather gets crazy.
You should just cancel. Cancel, stay in New York.
Dude, nobody feels bad for you, dude. Nobody feels bad for you.
Sorry. Let's move over to Sam. Sam, what's up?
I feel like people expect us to be really cool with all celebrities because of what we do, which is fair. If I'm working or if I expect to see someone, cucumber. It doesn't really matter. When Dua Lipa came in, she brought a makeup artist with her that I've been obsessed with for a long time. I had no idea she was her personal makeup artist. And when Katie passed by me, I forgot her name. I forgot who I was. I forgot where I was. And I just said, oh my God, it's you. And she smiled and I ran away.
Oh God.
That was the whole interaction. I was not expecting to see her and I just love her so much. So yeah, we're cool when it has to do with work and I'm emotionally prepared. If I see a celebrity or someone I love I'm not expecting, forget about it. I will embarrass me and everyone associated with me for the day.
You're a pant crapper.
I crapped a little bit, just a small amount.
Finally, Danielle, what's up?
All right, so we went to see The Wiz at the Marquee Theater in New York City yesterday night. It is amazing. It is so much fun. There are so many incredible people in it. I could name everyone, but you know you always have that favorite. And the Scarecrow was Sheldon, my favorite. His name is Avery Wilson. He was freaking amazing. He was so good. Avery, I love you. And yeah, I mean, you got to see the show, though. The show is incredible. Deborah Cox, Wayne Brady, it's just incredible. And the girl who plays Dorothy, Nichelle Lewis, so awesome. Go see The Wiz. That's all.
It's The Wiz on Broadway. Go check it out. Thanks, Danielle.